Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actress in the new James Bond film says it will be the wokest Bond movie ever. The working title is Dr. No Means No.
Is it Wednesday morning?
It's only Wednesday?
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
It's Tom Tech.
Wake up!
The sun shining.
I hate the sun.
Oh, wake up.
Hurry, sun's coming up.
I know, sun bad.
Hey, seriously, you want to take it down a notch or two?
Take it down a notch or two.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, yeah, that's better.
All right.
So I guess you want to talk about the Doobie Brothers 50th reunion tour.
That, and we're taking it to the streets.
We're in a studio right now.
Yeah, but tomorrow we'll be at a credit union.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be taking it to the streets.
Keep forgetting. And the Doobies are coming.
Yeah.
To report with Michael McDonald, 50th anniversary. Lance is excited.
That's with Michael McDonald?
Yes. Yes.
It is. Oh, wow.
Because okay. I feel like they've come every year, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't think Michael McDonald's been with them in a while.
You know what I think is interesting about Michael McDonald? Even people that are younger that don't know the Doobie Brothers don't know Michael McDonald. Know Michael McDonald because of the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
That's probably right.
Because of Yamo be there.
Yamo, burn this place down.
All right, so today, you know what I said this morning to myself in the kitchen?
What'd you say to self?
Isn't this perfect scone weather?
Did yourself reply?
I don't know why.
Yes.
A blueberry scone sounded so good to me today. So I went into the baker in the building, Thomas.
Oh, right. Oh.
No, not a restaurant.
Okay.
Somebody personally.
No, she's better than any restaurant.
And said, hey, you know what sounds good? Scones. And she said, do you want me to make you some scones? And I said, yes. You know who else loves scones? Lance Hildebrand.
I do. Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because at the barn, I got a scone and you're like, that looks good.
It was good.
And then you got one too.
Yeah, part of the Diners and Donuts tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good scone. Yeah, the scones are weird. That's the kind of food where I never seek it out, but if it shows up, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's not too sweet.
Right.
It's a blueberry scone to me is one of the, is just a delicious treat.
I don't think I'm a big scone guy.
Really?
We can fix that, Tim.
You like all the sugar in your things.
Yes. I've never really made scones a part of my life.
But have you ever had a warm scone?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
So is Sue going to make them?
She said she would this weekend.
Wow.
I know. It's a good way to get the Thanksgiving week started.
Yeah, sounds
so
great.
You just got to go in there and kind of plant a seed.
Yeah.
Just kind of stare off in the distance and say, you know what sounds good?
Yeah. I like to pump her up a little and get her excited about baking something for us.
So you just wonder aloud. It's like, hey, Sue, you know anything about baklava? I'll make some for you.
It was easier than I thought. I'd never done it before.
Oh, really?
But, you know, Sue's such a kind person.
Such a kind
person. She doesn't want to let people down.
I made a comment one time about her sugar chocolate chip cookies just in the middle. You know, she hadn't made them or anything, and the next day, there they were.
You didn't just go in and ask her to make them. You just mentioned them, and then she made. You knew what you were doing.
No, I didn't at the time.
Okay.
Every time since, though, yes.
We're
just been cold and calculated.
Just planting seeds. Yep. That's all we're doing.
All right. We have a lot of stuff on the show today. We have Fits in the Tantrums, a way for you to get into that special Studio 98 that they're going to be doing two Mondays away, December 2nd at the 360 at the Hilton at the ballpark. And the only way you can get into this private performance with Fits in the Tantrums is being on the guest list and winning it from us. So we will give you a chance. All you have to do is be caller 18. We've got the 10K shopping spree. We'll qualify some more people for that. Presented by First Community out at West County Center. And you'll get $50 to have lunch or dinner at Bravo Cucina. We'll do that at 6:20 8:20. That's when you qualify. You have to be the 20th caller. It's Wednesday, which means Tim will dazzle us with some factoids and things you didn't know. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
It was.
We also...
I didn't care for it, but it was well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We also have some food stuffs today. Some cool local stories. Talk about Pat Maroon back in town last night, mm-hmm. getting his ring. We have a story about Layla and something cool that's happening with her. A game that you may want to pick up for holiday family fun. For the holidays, obviously, it's holiday family fun. You know, I spent way too much time. I did a deep dig today. It just occurred to me. I was reading about Christmas movies. There are all these year-end lists coming out. And I spent way too much time trying to figure out what Christmas movie gets the most airplay during the holidays. Isn't that an interesting thing to discover?
Yeah.
I couldn't find out.
Because I knew it used to be It's a Wonderful Life was so overplayed years ago.
Yeah.
That the company that runs it or owns it decided, you know what, we're going to pull that off. And they made it exclusive to NBC.
And it's coming soon. Like, in the next few days, I think it's going to be broadcast on something.
Wonderful Life?
Yeah. Huh. But anyway, I couldn't find anything. Everything I saw said it was a Christmas story, which I know TBS does that 24 hours.
Yeah.
But Elf wasn't even in the top five.
How?
And Elf is on... Every channel.
Yeah. And Christmas Vacation, I would think, has got to be
right
up there.
Right. Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But Jen will have the movies that aren't available on streaming, the very popular Christmas movies that you can't stream. You just have to kind of wait for them to come on that Freeform or those channels that do the nonstop holiday movie. So she'll have that as well. I also looked at a picture of Caitlyn Jenner in a bikini.
Oh, yeah, she's on that UK reality show.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Right, yeah.
Mm. Like, if you saw that headline, wouldn't you be kind of curious? I went and looked.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, fine in a bikini.
We've seen that before,
yeah,
right?
I don't remember ever seeing that before.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
Okay. But generally, I have schmig for
I'm
you.
I'm not a scone guy. I'm not a big...
isn't it weird how it's early in the morning, you're like, what am I going to click on? Is that worth clicking? Yep, that one's worth clicking on. Jen, I'll have all your entertainment schmig at 6:37, 8:37. Let's talk about your weather. Partly sunny, windy today with a chance for late night showers. But we're going to get up into the 60s. We've been talking about this. 62 today. It's gone up a couple degrees. And then tonight, windy with a good chance for overnight showers. So it looks like most of the rain is coming later, so maybe some fun daytime activities. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, more chance for showers. It's a 50-50 shot at showers, but with a high of 66. Right now,
35.
Here's Lance.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Don't forget, we've got our $10,000 shopping spree giveaway going on right now. And at 6:20, listen for the carolers. If you hear them, call in and you could get qualified for a $10,000 shopping spree at West County Center. Or just for qualifying, you get a $50 gift card to Bravo Kachina. It is brought to you by West County Center. So stick around. That's coming up at 6:20.
All right. It is now time for...
questionable content.
I did a 24-hour tease yesterday, and I've decided in those 24 hours to not do the story I teased.
Wow. Is that discretion that has crept up in the last 24 hours?
It's a parasite.
Yeah, and I just know I have an affiliation with somebody that a similar thing happened to them, and it was a really terrible battle for their life. But just know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just know that if you go in a lake, that there's parasites and they are bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
24 hours has made me grow up a little bit.
But wow. It's a new 24 hours. It's reset. So what do we got now?
Okay. So today, Kevin, I'm dying to know because we had this story come in last week. BarkBox.
I just got my BarkBox yesterday, and
okay.
I actually was going to take a picture, ready to take a picture of what was in my Thanksgiving BarkBox, because we knew it was going to be questionable content.
Yes.
Questionable content.
Story came out last week that said that one of the items in their Thanksgiving BarkBox, you know, BarkBox is like your sports crate.
Yep.
You get it. How often do you get it?
You get it once a month.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually holiday themed for that month.
Yes. Okay. So one of the items is a Thanksgiving dog toy. And it's supposed to look like pigs in a blanket. And it looks like something else. People started sharing it on social media. I looked at it. And I saw it. And I would have never thought that because I don't know what that something else looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Not
exactly
to be
what
all
saying.
Innocent,
yeah.
But I don't know what that looks like.
Questionable description.
I know.
Yeah.
But just know that it's something you'd buy at
it's an adult toy.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
And the item
Intimate
that,
Pleasures.
Yes.
I just made that up.
Oh my gosh.
But the item I got was not that item. My item actually is a football-themed turkey.
Oh, so
yeah.
You didn't get it?
No.
Oh, maybe they took it out of the box.
I think
oh.
they did. Because it was late. Usually it comes earlier
uh-huh.
in the month.
Well, they so. Had to do some mm-hmm. restocking mm-hmm. on yeah. the bark box.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the other piece of...
questionable content.
Good news, boys. First male birth control is almost ready.
Really?
And you get it via a syringe... to the area.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's
really?
What it says.
Wow.
That's what it says.
Is there like a time limit? Or
yeah, is that something you're on regularly? You take once
I
a month
so.
Or you do it before the act?
Yeah, no, I think it's like... yeah, oh, wait, let me get my syringe out real quick.
I think guys would go to some pretty extreme lengths, to be honest.
This makes me laugh because I was sitting... my wife and I went out to dinner Sunday night and we ate at a bar... at the bar in a restaurant, and there was a conversation going on down the bar where one lady said, hey, I asked my friend, what type of birth control are you on lately? And she replied, my personality.
Did you tell her that's you win the line of the night?
It made me laugh out loud. I wasn't eavesdropping, but she said it. I heard it.
Oh, that's funny. That's very, very good.
My personality.
Here's Lance with another look at your morning commute.
All right. There is some fog around town, so watch.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You are about 15 minutes away from your first chance to qualify for our $10,000 holiday shopping spree brought to you by First Community and West County Center. You'll get $50 just for qualifying, so good luck to you. And we'll have another chance at 8:20, and then in between, a chance for you to get on the guest list for Fitz and the Tantrums as they do a special private Studio 98 just for our listeners. And the only way you can win a chance to go to 360 Hilton at the ballpark is to listen and get on that guest list with us. Caller 18 wins that in the 7 o'clock hour. All right, two really cool stories last night that have to do with the Blues. Pat Maroon back in town from Tampa Bay came into town to play the Blues, and the Blues beat the Lightning 3-1.
Yeah.
Finally, not an overtime loss or overtime win.
Yeah, and Binnington robbed Maroon at least twice. I mean, there were a couple of good chances that Maroon had, and Binnington shut him down.
And I saw that Maroon already has a couple goals.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Having a good season?
Yeah,
That's great.
He's doing well for the Lightning. And so I think a lot of people were wondering what's going to happen when he comes to town. Because he wasn't here for the ring ceremony.
Right.
So are they going to do a special something for Pat Maroon? And they did. They did a special ring
presentation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With, I think, the owner down on the ice. And I can't remember who was all on the ice.
It was Tarasenko,
yes.
Petrangelo, somebody else. They were all out there. And
all the old guys.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I think Steen was down there as well.
And the crowd, of course.
And Armstrong, I think, actually gave it to him.
And the crowd was just...
Yeah. It was a really cool moment.
Yeah.
The way he left was completely reasonable, and so it became a very positive thing.
And he'll be back, and he will forever be the St. Louis hero of the St. Louis Blues.
Right.
Yep. Down here.
Absolutely.
He'll probably get his own dealership.
Maybe.
You know all those Blues players that are heroes here?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so many that live here now.
Well, he does commercials with one of them. So maybe
does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When he was on the Blues, at least.
He was Johnny Londoff, I think, yeah. He did commercials with.
I mean, but a lot of those hockey players have great lives here in St. Louis.
Yes.
So they're like, well, I could go back to wherever.
Yep.
You know, but Tony Twist is one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, even, what's the one guy's name? He was another. We love our goons here, too.
Oh,
Not Reed Kelly Lowe? Chase.
Yeah.
Reed Lowe?
Not Reed Lowe. It's another guy. I'll think of it. I will think of it. But Layla was also at the game last night, which was very, very cool. And there's a big Be the Match gala that's happening December 5th, and she's going to get to meet her bone marrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Donor.
That's heavy.
At this thing. And he's a student. We already know all about him. He's a student at KU. He's studying pre-med. He hopes to one day become a doctor. And he said his dad dealt with a lot of immune system problems mm-hmm. when he was growing up, a disorder. And he said there are a lot of times he'd come home from work, be so sick. And so he got into the Be the Match donor registry, and he got the call that he was the best match for someone in need of a bone marrow transplant. And he said his dad was by his side for the surgery. And he said, I fell asleep and woke up and it was over with.
Wow.
He said that's how much of a deal it was for him.
Right.
So meanwhile, in Missouri, Layla, who was battling this deadly immune deficiency disease, needed bone marrow. And for months, he didn't know who he was helping.
That's crazy.
He said, there were a lot of times I'd be in class, I couldn't focus because all I could think about is there's somebody out there who, in a way unexplainable, is connected to me, and I felt that connection undoubtedly. And then he learned the life he saved was Layla. He caught up on what she had been up to, such as inspiring a city to motivate a hockey team to a Stanley Cup victory.
Mm. Wow.
He said it was just, it's just awesome to get to know her through this. He can't wait to finally meet her at this gala.
That's awesome. Oh, I will so even cool. overlook the fact that he went to KU for that.
I know. But yeah, how cool is that? So
that's
good.
Awesome. Sounds like a sweet spot to me.
I feel like it is. Mm-hmm. I got
check.
I got goosebumps just telling the story. your Ashley Home Store weather, partly sunny, windy today with a chance for late night showers, but a nice day all in all. High of 62. Tomorrow, warming up even more, but more rain in the forecast. There's a 50-50 chance for showers with a high of 66. You're about 10 minutes away from your carolers telling you to call in for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. Here's Lance.
And Courtney, were you thinking of Cam Jansen?
No.
Todd Ewan?
No.
Really? Steve Durbano?
It's somebody that a friend of mine got a jersey, and it's his, like, prized possession. It's in a frame. It's somebody, something with a B. I'll think of it.
Okay. All right. Darren Kimball?
Kimball.
Yeah, Darren Kimball. I remember that guy.
He still lives here.
Yeah. There's a lot of Blues alums that live here, like you mentioned. On the roads, you know, just a few minutes can make a big difference on northbound 270, so let's check that. It's already rather crowded between Gravoy and 44 and starting to pick up some more.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
That's right. And lots of stuff online at Y98.com, including the new Cats trailer. People are saying it's a little creepy and that the cats are a weird size. I don't know.
What Speak do we think? Yourself. Ultra bomb or is it going to kill it?
Well, I mean, Cats was one of the longest musicals to run, so there's Cats fans that I think you're going to get there, and it's the holidays, I mean...
You think it's going to be a hit?
I don't know.
I think it'll be well-received. I don't know if it'll be a huge hit, but
I think
people will like it, and it'll probably get an Oscar nom or two.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Okay.
But at 198.com, not only can you see the trailer, but you can see Wyndham Hotels... Buddy the Elf themed hotel suite in mid Manhattan stocked in the refrigerator with the four food groups: candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
There's lots of light brights in there, too.
Yeah, and there's lots of, like, Easter eggs throughout the film. They have the jack-in-the-box that scares Buddy. There's a whole present wall with with all the ribbons. They're 6 inches. 6 inches! It just looks really cool. There's, it looks like paper snowflakes hanging from the ceiling. It's just all decked out, and it's really cool. If you're going to New York City...
It'd be cool.
On holiday weekend. Yeah, November 25th through December 2nd. You can start booking on November 25th for stays from December 2nd. We're thinking through the end of the Christmas season. It includes passes to the Empire State Building and Rockefeller Center. I got to tell you, the only way I convinced my kids to go to the Empire State Building is because I told them that's where Buddy's dad worked. And then they're like, let's go.
They're like, let's go to the mail room.
$3.99 a night. Speaking of Elf, it tops the list of the holiday movies you won't find on any streaming services. You can find them and pay for them, but you're not going to find a lot of these for free. And looking down the list, I realized...
They're all the good ones,
yes. But also, I own a lot of these because they came out before all the streaming services, and I was one of those people who wanted to watch them every year, so I have them on DVD.
They're also on everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're on
regular TV.
TBS, Freeform. I mean, all these stations that show a lot of Christmas movies at night, they're always on.
Yeah, I bet all these make a fortune every year, just on iTunes and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. They probably make more on that instead of giving it to a streaming service.
Well, the streaming services aren't interested in paying that money because it's not going to make people stick around after the holiday season.
Right.
They're more interested in, like, the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people who own these movies are more interested in just, like, working out deal, like,
with
short-term
networks.
Deals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elf, Christmas Vacation, Polar Express, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original one, are the top five. Let me tell you, The Holiday in the top 10, too, with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. It's a solid one. And they have Meet Me in St. Louis there, too. Number 19 on the list. Mm. TV Tonight, the premiere of Mad About You. They dropped the first 6 of the dozen episodes that were filmed with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt, reprising their roles as Paul and Jamie Buckman. But you can only get it on Spectrum TV.
And here's something interesting, because I watched the finale. And the finale, it's Janine Garofalo plays...
their daughter?
Mabel. Is it Mabel?
Mavis.
Mabel. Mothers always bring extra love. Mabel.
Okay.
And she gets into how they separated. They're not going to even address that. And the girl playing Mabel is not Janine Garofalo.
Well, yeah, because they drop their daughter off at college and they have to get used to living in an empty house again.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo may not be able to pull that
one
off.
She's aged out of Mabel.
Yeah, she's like their age anyway.
Yeah.
What Spectrum TV is just if you have Spectrum Cable, you get this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tonight, fall finales for all the NBC Chicago shows, Med, Fire, and PD. And the season finale of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Any of you guys watching those Chicago shows?
No.
My wife is all
she's
about
into them. Okay. Man. They got to be good, right?
Yeah.
This is funny. Just the headline. A Pokemon Go player has finally caught 1 million Pokemon. Apparently, it's still going on.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Do they get money?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I don't think you get anything.
They should get some things.
What they used to
take it over their life.
Yeah, you got to catch them all. And he caught them all.
This has been going on since the summer. I remember because it was the summer that I got sick. And I'm like, I'm sick. There's no way I'm going around the city catching Pokemon. So it's been since 2016.
Plus, you were in your late 30s. And you're like, it's a bad look for me.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm not taking my kids around to do this. No. Congratulations. Don't know. And Netflix airing a Kevin Hart docuseries called Don't Bleep This Up. It's his fallout from the Oscar controversy. And then a bunch of concerts. We talked about it yesterday. Post Malone is February 7th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 9. Doobie Brothers with St. Louis's own Michael McDonald coming on August 14th to Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. It's their 50th anniversary tour next summer.
What a hoobah.
I thought Michael McDonald was in studio.
I know. Wow. I was looking around to figure out who did the...
Really need the words.
No, you don't. No. You can just mumble.
Right.
Don't even really need Michael McDonald. We just have Lance.
Yeah, right.
Can Michael McDonald do traffic? Is that possible?
Mmm, boy.
Oh, my.
That might be tough.
I keep holding on.
How is traffic this morning?
You know, I mentioned it.
Y98 Courtney and Company in the next hour before 8 o'clock. Fitz and the Tantrums, we're going to put you on the guest list for our Studio 98. They're not playing anywhere else here in St. Louis. On December 2nd, they are only playing our Studio 98 at the 360 Rooftop Bar, which is located at Hilton at the ballpark. So we will get you on the guest list next hour.
All right, let's talk about the holidays and Black Friday. I don't care about Black Friday. I don't think I've ever bought anything on Black Friday in my life.
No.
I've never gone to a store on Black Friday. I don't think I even go online really
on Black Friday. Once with my sister-in-law because we didn't really have a whole lot going on. So, and we were already kind of hanging out and we were up late and we're like, let's go at midnight. So we did.
It's a fun spectacle to check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I would like to do this year? And I think we've done it in years past, but like, all of us come up with like two items that you discovered this year that you couldn't live without, that have changed your life in some way. And it could be a piece of clothing.
Oh, mine's like $10. I already know one.
Is it your frother?
My milk frother.
you've already brought that up before.
You're not the boss of me.
Two items, I said. What's your second one?
Still thinking about it. The battery that goes in the milk frother.
But that's a good little gift for somebody that likes a fancy coffee.
It's like latte at home.
But like, I think it'd be good for all of us, like just things that we've discovered this year that you realize this is one of my favorite things that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because those are good gift ideas for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. But this Black Friday, according to a big new study with all the Black Friday ads that are out there, tons of reruns from last year's Black Friday ads.
Oh, yeah. And I read that some of it is like recycled deals that they've had throughout the year.
Yeah, they're back. 18% of the deals that major chains are advertising this year are same products they advertised last year, and they're back at higher prices.
Ooh.
Wow.
And the stores that have the most recycled products, Harbor Freight, isn't that like a plumbing store?
They sell a lot of hardware. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
It's an interesting place.
We have one near me, I think, in Fairview Heights. Hmm. Office Depot, Office Max. I do all my holiday
really
shopping
there.
Yeah,
look at all these Sharpies. Oh, thanks, Courtney.
Well, that's a great gift for somebody.
Yeah, I love Office Depot.
I love multicolored Sharpies.
Ace Hardware, Sears, and JCPenney. Hmm. The ones with the fewest are Costco, Fred Meyer.
Yeah, not in our area.
Dell, Lenovo. I don't know what that is either.
Lenovo, I believe, is they used to be IBM computers. Lenovo bought out that brand name.
Got it.
And Best Buy. And then continue with the holiday theme. What are your favorite traditions that you share with your children? Tim, you go first. I'll go last. Mine's a good one. I draw pictures of fake children.
We have a few. One that we've already like gotten into this year is I usually get the kids matching Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, I love that. I did that for my nieces.
Yeah.
I bought them pajamas every year. It's so sad when they're out of the PJ phase.
I know. And my kids, actually, the ones that I bought for them last year still fit this year. So then
it's got to be a robe Christmas. I think the whole family wears robes.
Yeah. Nora got a robe for her birthday. So like they'll wear their robes. But They also sell the same matching pajamas in adult sizes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those before.
So I bought them for me, and Ryan's like, all right, fine.
He's a good husband.
And then I went to the same store because we had returned something else, and they sell them for dogs. And the kids were like, oh, we have to have this.
Of course you do.
So now the dog has matching pajamas.
Kevin,
and he's not happy about it.
He'll be fine. He weighs 6 pounds.
Do you have a picture yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, you know, Christmas comes early because Jimmy the Elf on the Shelf comes early.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so that's tradition number one. He'll start everything off on December 1st. But then we have the Advent calendar, which I've always liked.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Did you get one yet?
Yeah, and it's the, well, there's two now.
One for the kids as a piece of candy.
Yes, and there's one for the adults that have a piece of candy.
Oh, really?
You not one of the special ones, like cheeses.
There's a special one for the kids, you know, but I don't want to give that away because they could be listening.
Okay.
I have one for my kids that's not candy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I always told you guys, and it's sad because now they don't do it. Did they do it last year?
What?
They're too old now. One, Charlie's 17. Ugh, that hurts my heart. Is she 17 or 16?
She's graduating from high school this year, so.
Is she 17, though? I can't think of how old she is. And Sid's 15, but when they were little, to get them involved, my favorite thing was them going to the Dollar Tree to pick out gifts for everyone in the family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what they think of you and what they pick out is hilarity will ensue. If you don't do this, do it with your kids. You will love it. But for families, baking cookies and hanging stockings are their favorite. Comes in at number 5 for favorite family traditions. Going to get a Christmas tree.
Yeah, my husband won't do that.
You have the fake one.
We have the fake one.
Really? What's his problem with it?
The last time we went to buy one, it was raining, and he said that was Jesus crying because we were buying a real tree. He just doesn't like all the needles and the cleanup and the
fire hazard.
We have one that looks super real, but still.
The number 1 and 2 are both the same. It's either helping kids wrap presents and wrapping presents with them. Is this put on by the Wrapping Paper Council?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that brought me up to like things that are made food wise. You know how some things are made because it's a tradition.
Yes.
Maybe great grandma had made this and you make it every single year and nobody eats it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tradition and somebody has to make it every single year.
Like the ambrosia. The ambrosia salad.
That stuff.
Oh,
we had Thanksgiving stuffing that my grandmother made that was fantastic. And my mom tried to copy it, and it just never was.
But
was never
you still make it?
No.
Well, that doesn't go in with what I'm talking about.
It was so complicated because you had to sit bread out for like a month.
I don't think that's.
My mom makes this rainbow Jell-O that is so involved and takes days and days because it's different layers of Jell-O, and you have to like let each one set individually.
And
one year I was like, Mom, take something off your plate. Who cares about that ribbon Jell-O? And she didn't make it. And someone was like, where's the ribbon Jell-O?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I told you.
Yes.
And I said, one person, Mom. One person asked about the ribbon Jell-O.
My sister 1 year almost ruined Thanksgiving. I come from a big bread family. And my sister brought some kind of focaccia Asiago roll number.
Oh, no.
Ruined my Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And they said, get the focaccia out of here. They did not use
Y98 is KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We were just talking about recipes that kind of fall flat at your holiday, but you make them anyway because it's tradition. If you have one, 531-9898.
Yeah, the items that maybe is even so aged now. Like, nobody makes this anymore. It was a trend in cooking.
The fruitcake.
Yeah, well, I mean, fruitcake is a gift. I don't think I've ever... Mincemeat pie was something that my step-grandma would make every single year, and I don't know anybody that ate it. Sue. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, say no more.
She did make a spectacular cherry horn that we have not had since.
What's a cherry horn?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I've tried to look up the recipe. I have no idea.
They're complicated. I watched it on the, I think they did it on the Great British Baking Show. It's complicated.
They were they are something with lots of butter, and it looks like you roll it like in a pastry dough, and there's cherry filling inside.
It's almost like a croissant with filling that's open-ended.
Yes. Mm. And then there's powdered sugar on top.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
It's like a cherry turnover type thing?
Yes, kind of, but no. Okay. I can't explain it.
It's cherry horn.
Huh. Huh.
But we called them cherry horns.
Yeah, I think that is what they're called. I got the third degree yesterday because we're doing our Thanksgiving potluck at work next week. And someone saw that I signed up for the corn casserole. I think I'm going to post this online because I've had a couple listeners, two.
And it's one of the favorite things at your when you bring it, right?
It's Ryan's mom's recipe. It's one of their family dishes that everybody loves, and it's great. I had never had it before I was, you know, part of the family. And someone at work yesterday emailed and said, what exactly is in your corn casserole recipe? Because I was planning on bringing it as well. So then I just sent her the picture of Ryan's mom's recipe, and I was like, oh, it's family recipe, here it is. And then she wrote back, okay, good, I have the same recipe, I just wanted to check. And I said, do you want to, I can bring something else instead. She's like, no, I was just making sure it was the recipe that I had, otherwise I was still going to bring it.
Well, that happened one year with a mac and cheese battle.
Oh,
here,
yeah,
in the,
oh,
in
is
the
that
building.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, it got ugly. Somebody was like, would brag about their mac and cheese. Well, then I brought Nick's mac and cheese in.
That has like Gruyere cheese, and it's expensive mac and cheese
knocked
to make.
Knocked him right out.
Well, it's superior.
Who was it? Does that person still work here?
It's not made with Velveeta. It's made with
some
cheeses that are high dollar.
Yeah, and so the two mac and cheeses sat next to each other.
Oh.
And one pan was empty, and one pan was not.
And that person had to quit?
Yeah.
turned in his resignation later that day.
I get it. You lose in the mac and cheese game, and what do you have left?
There was a time in our show life that we had a corn casserole, a corn schmig, we called it, that you could buy at Schnucks.
Oh, really?
With our picture on it.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It was seriously?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
I remember that.
Remember that?
That was before my time.
Corn schmig. And I think it was probably the same kind of thing.
It's super easy. It's like five ingredients that you just mix up in a bowl, you melt the butter in the pan, and then pour everything in.
Hey, Schnucks, we're ready to team up again.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's get this face on a product, right?
I mean, and
I mean,
if Guy Phillips was selling a corn casserole, I think I could.
It's the truth.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He is not wrong. We could sell boatloads of corn schmig with the sweet spot on there.
And I don't think a lot of places sell that as one of the sides where you can.
No.
And how easy is that to package and sell?
It became a tradition at our family because when Courtney brought it, it was like, oh my God, it's so good. It's awesome. So that's like something, that's the new tradition. We have to have that.
See, yeah. It's like cornbread on.
My non-cooking abilities, I've done some things right.
Yeah, even if you're not like a big baker or a cook, like you can make this thing. It's like cornbread on steroids.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we're up for any grocer listening. I mean, you know, we'll have to vet you, but once we do,
because you know, there's standards.
Well, there are.
I sell produce out of my truck. You guys interested?
Yeah, I don't buy sushi at the gas station.
No,
so you know,
we but aren't do. You curious?
Yeah. But if you'll put our face on it,
we're in. Totally. Yeah. If you have a Thanksgiving tradition, an item that. It has to be made every year and nobody touches it. We'd love to know. 531-9898. That's our text line. And that's how you can get a hold of us at any time.
All right. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It looks like showers come late tonight. 62 the high. So you might be dressing for 60s. And then you come outside and the cold just smacks. Everybody's headed to Studio 98 with Fitz in the Tantrums. December 2nd, 360 Rooftop Bar at Hilton at the ballpark. The only way to get in is to win. We'll have your next chance on tomorrow morning's show.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
I'm Tim Covey. This is Things You Didn't Know. I share fun and exciting facts. You guys react as you see fit. Kevin plays sound effects. It's radio magic, and it happens every Wednesday here on Y98.
Huzzah!
Here's something you didn't know. Curious George doesn't have a tail. And because of that, there's a theory that he's not a monkey. He's an ape or a chimpanzee.
Good morning, folks.
But a curious ape or chimpanzee.
He gets into so much trouble. I'm kind of the man with the yellow hat.
All gray hairs under that yellow hat. I'll tell you that right now. Right. He's got to put up with a lot. Here's something you didn't know. Almost every case that goes to court in Japan ends in a guilty verdict. The country has a 99.9% conviction rate.
Why?
Because by the time it gets there, they know.
It's critical.
Here's something you didn't know. Sacagawea.
Sacagawea?
We say it differently, right?
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea, I've also heard.
What?
Oh, jeez. Things you
That's
didn't
like
know.
Carbondelet.
That person. Well, she either died in 1812 when she was in her mid-20s or 1884 when she was in her 90s. Historians have proof both ways and cannot disprove either one.
Milk was a bad choice.
We may never know.
Huh.
Here's something you didn't know. The first Apple computer went on sale in July of 1976 and cost $666.66. Steve Wozniak picked the price because he liked repeating numbers. He had no idea about the satanic implications.
Wow.
I'll go in the middle. $300 million.
Here's something you didn't know. The fast food chain Moe's Southwest Grill. Have you guys been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They only play music inside of their stores by people who are dead.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Why?
You noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed
on
that.
On your own?
Yeah, I was sitting there and it's like, wow, every song they're playing is by a dead guy.
Why? What's the reasoning behind it?
I have no idea.
I looked stuff up and I couldn't really, I think it was started by Grateful Dead fans and the only thing I can come up with is something, it has something to do with that. And Moe's stands for, it stands for something. It's not a person named Moe. It's like musicians.
Oh.
Something and entertainers. Musicians, outlaws, and entertainers.
Y'all is lame.
Well, you know, every once in a while when I hear an artist, like on lots of different stations, I look them up because I'm worried they passed away.
Oh, if I hear a song, two songs in a row by the same artist, I'm like...
Or if there's a movie that happens to star somebody and you're like, why do we have all these Josh Hartnett movies showing? Is he okay?
Hartnett's safe.
Okay.
Oh, Mo is an acronym for Musicians, Outlaws, and Entertainers.
You said that. you gave me goosies.
I was trying to look up the reason for this music.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find it. Here's something you didn't know. You always hear about Lassie saving Timmy when he fell down a well, right?
Yeah.
But it never happened in any of the 571 episodes of Lassie. The only character who ever fell down a well was Lassie.
I like turtles.
That's very crazy. That's crazy.
Here's something you didn't know. Nicolas Cage was offered the role of Shrek, but he turned it down because he was afraid kids would only think of him as an ogre.
Funny haircut, but very successful.
I can't even imagine what that would have been like.
And then if you remember, it went to Chris Farley, who started recording.
Oh, yes.
And then passed away before it was completed.
Kids would only think of him as an ogre, like adults do.
Right.
That's just crazy. I can't imagine.
Ogre's kind of best case scenario.
He's done some pretty good he's been funny in movies.
Yeah.
Cage? Oh, for sure.
And he's voiced, like, characters from The Croods and other things.
So I don't know. It seems weird, but.
I think he'd do well, but Mike Myers nails it. Here's something you didn't know. A few years before Samuel Morse invented Morse code, he ran for mayor of New York using the campaign slogan, "No immigrants, no Catholics."
Wow.
He lost.
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
Oh, gosh.
Here's something you didn't know. This blew my mind. Goldfish were originally green, and orange ones had a rare mutation. But those were the most popular ones in China, so they bred the orange goldfish together.
Sparkle. Oh. And what happened to the green ones? They just stopped breeding them?
They gone.
They gone.
They gone.
Can you imagine green goldfish?
You know, goldfish.
I thought you were talking about goldfish you can eat.
I did too.
At first, I did.
You know,
say what?
You know, goldfish will get as big as their environment.
I've heard that.
It's pretty interesting.
How big? If you have a bowl is the size of this studio, are you telling me the goldfish is going to be that big,
well,
Kevin-sized?
We had a friend that had like a little pond built behind their house, a man-made pond that they put goldfish in. They were big. Giant goldfish.
Weird.
You got friends with ponds in their backyard.
Well, you know, I'm really neat.
We know. Here's something you didn't know. John Belushi made the same amount of money for the movie Animal House as the horse in the movie.
Oh, come on.
What?
Was the horse overpaid or was he underpaid?
Well, you be the judge. They both got about $40,000.
If you think about it.
That horse had to take a punch in the face.
$40,000, though.
He wasn't in a million scenes.
Belushi?
I mean, he wasn't Niedermeyer. He wasn't Tim, what's
Tim
his
Matheson.
Face? Tim Matheson.
You're right.
Flounder or the other guy.
Yeah, but he was a pretty big.
But yeah. How many lines did he actually have?
More than the horse.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Well, I don't really know.
More than the horse.
Here's something you didn't know. In polo, it's been illegal to hold your mallet in your left hand since 1974 because if two right-handed people are charging at a ball from opposite directions, the horses won't collide. But if you got a righty and a lefty and they're both going for the ball, those horses are going to hit each other.
Yeah. Exactly, Kevin.
And polo horses paid less than the horse in Animal House.
Very nice.
Here's something you didn't know. Quaker Oats wasn't founded by Quakers and has never been involved with them in any way. They got the name because the company was founded in a part of Pennsylvania with a lot of Quakers in 1901.
They always said, sorry, you just have too thin of a cornea.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. Lobsters have to be cooked alive because they're filled with toxic bacteria that multiply quickly after they die.
Oh, my.
Ding.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. A lot of winning already on the show. Guest list for Fits in the Tantrums, our special private Studio 98 that we're doing at 360 Ballpark, Hilton at the Ballpark. And that's on the 2nd, but you can only win your way into that. And we also already qualified somebody for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. Another chance to qualify at 8:20 this morning. A little while ago, we were talking about traditions and things that people make that nobody eats, but it's a tradition. So it's always on the table. Mm-hmm. Jen's mom makes some kind of rainbow jello thing that takes hours and hours to make.
Yeah.
And one person one year, when Jen told her not to make it, asked, where's the rainbow jello? We talked about, different recipes that we miss. Like somebody passes away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then that recipe is mm-hmm. gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry horns. I mentioned the cherry horns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had somebody call and said, Crudas. They think Crudas has them. And then they also said you could check out a website called Designing Vegan.
Really?
I guess they'll make whatever. That was Linda. So thanks to Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
It.
Yeah, and Courtney, you mentioned Nick's mac and cheese recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Got several requests for it. And I said
they want him to make it for them?
I said if you email Courtney at Y98.com, she'll share it. And also people are curious about Ryan's corn schmig, his corn deal as well. So Jen@Y98.com.
It's not corn. We don't call it corn schmig.
Yeah. Well, corn schmig.
Corn casserole.
Corn schmig was made up prior to your arrival here. So the history's on our side, Jen.
Right.
You can either join in or be alone. It's up to you. All right. Thank you for all your texts. 531.
Either join in or not join in.
9890 is our text line.
Yeah, a couple more here. These are some of the, I guess, least popular ones.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
If you Google liver dumplings, exactly
no,
why, but it's a big deal. It's in St. Genevieve. They're known for liver dumplings. I don't know if they're good, but...
Well, it's like that sandwich around here that they always pin St. Louis with that. What's that sandwich?
The Gerber?
No, St. Paul's.
Oh, St. Paul sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think I had one a long time ago, like when I was a teenager.
And it's like, it's one of those sandwiches that were, it's like, we have better sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that the hot salami now is taking over for the St. Paul sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I thought when you brought it up.
Yeah, but before Joya's,
the
St. Paul sandwich was always mentioned, and I'd never had it.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, like I said, I think I had one. It must not have been impressive because I don't remember it.
Like the horseshoe in Springfield is a thing that they're famous for.
Yeah. Now,
another family tradition, cooked oysters and cream.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's grandmother used to make oyster stuffing.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I've heard of the oyster. Luckily, nobody in my family caught on to that tradition.
And then I guess an easy one to make, carrot casserole with Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
Carrots and cheese.
I miss, my grandma used to make Springerly cookies, which are a German thing, and I haven't had any of those in a long time. And by the way, the St. Paul sandwich, by the way, is mung bean sprouts and minced white onions with dill pickle slices, white onion, mayo, lettuce, and tomato between two slices of white bread.
Hmm. So is there meat on it?
Apparently not. No meat.
You can bring it this year.
You can get some with meat, but traditionally it does not involve meat.
I say Joya's.
Like I said, I had one when I was a teenager, and didn't wow me.
And gooey butter cake has now kind of become a tradition.
Yes.
To have gooey butter cake at different holiday events.
Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lance Hildebrand, heart of the rush hour. How's it looking?
Ooh, not good in several parts of town. I guess we'll start with northbound 270 because that was our original problem spot on the rush hour. I'm a sucker for you.
Y98, Courtney and company, Kevin the intern, Tim Convey, Jen Myers, and Lance Hildebrand. And Lance, good news, talking about food. People are very passionate about food, and we haven't even done food stuffs today. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Jeannie said, tell Lance that Deerberg's Fenton has Springerly cookies.
All right, Deerberg's Fenton. I'll make that drive.
In the bakery section.
They have them right now?
She said yes.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. She didn't. You have to finish the show, but then.
Yes, right.
You should be on your way.
He's heading out.
And what was her name? Sorry.
Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to tell you guys about a new board game that's sure to bring all of your family joy.
Okay.
NBC Universal has just turned The Maury Show into a board game called You Are Not the Father.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh, they stole our idea.
I know.
We did where we would listen to a little snippet from the show, and then we would have to decide yes or no.
Is the guy the father or not? They don't give a lot of information. You can pre-order it right now online at Amazon, and it's going to be shipped by the end of the month.
It comes with test tubes and a needle to draw blood and find out if your family is really your family.
It's really a good gift exchange gift.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's funny.
Except it could be awkward in some families where there are kind of some questions.
I'm not talking about families. It should be more like a friends get-together.
Adult game night. Yeah.
But you're right. It's
some family. Someone's like, why don't we play this? And a couple guys are like, nope.
Yeah. Use your judgment, people.
Yes.
I should have to tell you if it's not appropriate.
It's one of those things that they got as a gift. It's like people are going to see the box and be like, this is fun. Like, I'm sure playing the game isn't like, man, I'm really into playing the Maury game.
There's going to be one game sold, and it's just going to circulate and be re-gifted to all these people.
I don't know. Look at Billy Bass.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, some of these things catch on. They're calling it, quote, okay, like I said, very vague. They're calling it, quote, hilarious party game challenging players to prove their non-paternity through a series of outrageous accusations and laugh out loud arguments. 1999, strictly intended for adults. So you might be able to pick it up at Spencer's in like,
Yeah, and in a year, you can pick it up at Five Below.
Right.
Good point. We have foodstuffs coming up.
And I'm going to tell you how the keto diet can help you avoid the flu. Coming up in just a few minutes on Y98.
Y98 with a clean sweep of the big four Grammy categories. I'll have the rundown for you in Entertainment Schmig, but she is one of the big stories coming out of the nominees this morning. Billie Eilish is the other one. They're both up for album, record, song, and best new artist.
Foodstuffs!
And now it's time for Foodstuffs because it's 8:05. Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. I got a great red sweater on. I think you guys are all going to want to check it out.
I missed the memo. Courtney got one too.
Yeah. A lot of good sweaters going on in the studio. Follow us. You can see it. By a lot, I mean two.
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Where's the footwear
Mr.
you
Rogers
came in
breaking
wearing?
It out.
I still have my Mr. Rogers sweater. What footwear?
You had like a, what were you?
I went outside and it was so cold. I took the insulated socks from my hunter boots and brought them with me.
I was wondering what that was. Yeah. Anyway, follow us on Instagram. You can check it all out. New products first. Coffee Mate. Launching Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Funfetti Creamers.
Yes.
Ooh.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, it really does.
I love Funfetti.
And if you use a little frother, I mean, that's quite a little drink there.
Oh my gosh, it's like a birthday cake latte.
Mm-hmm. Food stuff.
With the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, their goal is to make it taste like the milk does after
your cinnamon. Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It'll be on shelves all over the place. 32-ounce bottles. It'll be in January. It'll be out there. Thin Mints Girl Scout Cookies are now carrying a peanut allergy warning. So the FDA has cracked down a little bit on some things, right? So they have to change it. So on half of the boxes, because there are two different companies that are licensed to make Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints specifically.
Two distributors, the Illinois Girl Scouts sell from one distributor and the Missouri sell from the other, which is kind of weird. We're one of the few areas where you get both.
So that's really interesting that if you're in the St. Louis area and you have a peanut allergy, you're going to want to find the ones the other. So the ones by ABC Bakers now carry a warning that says may contain milk, peanuts, and coconut, thanks to the FDA. Whereas the other company, I guess their facility does not deal with those things, so there is no warning on that one.
Oh, maybe because it's like processed in a facility that processes the Samoas.
Oh,
that's
right.
Why it would have coconut.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense. So anyway, that's interesting, especially for this area. If it's, you're right on the border there. Anyway,
food stuff.
This is kind of fun. So this is a pizza place that isn't here. It's up in Canada, but it's called Boston Pizza Company. They created a pizza that has just a Thanksgiving dinner on top of it. It's essentially just a cheese pizza that has cranberry sauce, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, the whole thing. And when you open the box, if you get it delivered, you open the box and this is what you hear.
Christmas pizza, Boston pizza. This is an ad for a pizza. Cranberry sauce, gravy on top, turkey as well, and also cheese. Why is there cheese? Because we love cheese. Turkey and cheese for cheese. Come try a Christmas pizza. This commercial's for Boston Pizza. Pizza turkey dinner on a pizza. Pizza underneath the turkey dinner. Christmas pizza, free Toblerone with the pizza. Get it to
free Toblerone. That was not into it until they said Toblerone.
I love the whole thing.
Yeah, they're
really funny.
They're not messing around. We'll put that up at Y98.com. It's pretty funny. And finally, teased it earlier. The keto diet, they say, in addition to helping you lose weight, can help you avoid the flu. Sounds crazy. And people have very strong opinions on this keto diet, by the way. But the research has found that when you reach a state of ketosis, which is the whole point of the keto diet, it activates a group of cells in your lungs. Those cells do a great job trapping the flu virus and fighting it.
Yeah. My naturopathic doctor has me doing the keto diet for cancer.
Crazy. They were not looking to find this. The researchers were genuinely surprised that this turned out to be the case. They said this was a totally unexpected finding.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing a version of it, by the way, that does not include, like, bacon, and cheese. Mine is like a modified version.
Yeah, got it.
Your body reaches a state of gentosis.
But I believe it because I think it helps with a... Like, there are some people that believe cancer is like a metabolic issue, and maybe the flu, too. You know, it like... I think it all... Keto boosts your immunity in general and helps with different health problems. It's very interesting.
Helping you fight disease right here on Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast by Ashley Home Store. This is home 62 today. Then some rain tonight and into tomorrow where we'll see...
wearing your cologne.
Congratulations, she's turning 30 and she's graduating right before the holiday shopping spree, China Lewis.
Yay!
Florissant is our latest qualifier in the $10,000 holiday shopping spree at West County Center, brought to you by First Community. I asked her what she wanted. She goes, I don't know. I'm going to be celebrating all big milestones. So
yeah, right.
I'm going to be a little crazy.
That's awesome.
So she's going to be out there with us on the 13th. Jill Devine broadcasting live from West County Center on the 13th. You can stop by West County Center all day and put your name in for one of the last chance drawings.
Yeah, you can qualify that way. Of course, with us, when you hear the Y98 carolers around 620, 820, 1220, 220, and 420 each day, each weekday, except for Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And there's also another chance for you to qualify on the web. Just head to Y98.com, go to contests, because we'll draw some winners from there as well. 100 winners in total. So 1 in 100 odds. Pretty good for you at West County Center.
Yeah, I just got a word that we have a bonus contest. Like, we haven't given you enough already today.
I'm sorry. A bonus contest?
Bonus?
Today? We've already given away so much.
I know. 9 o'clock hour.
What?
Tickets for you to see Harry Styles.
Whoa!
OMG.
Harry Styles, formerly of One Direction.
That same.
Harry Styles, who's the hottest thing going right now. He just hosted SNL on Saturday.
Before the tickets even go on sale, we'll have tickets. I think we'll have one today, tomorrow, and Friday. And the show is next July at the Enterprise Center. But that's a great gift for somebody.
We're going to give you tickets and a Sara Lee coffee cake. Wait, no. Sara Lee, not a part of that SNL.
But they had a great sense of humor about the whole thing.
I know, but now people are posting inappropriate stuff on their social media. It's like, back off, people.
Okay, so I want to talk about two things that are, the two stories that are similar. Did you hear, remember the meteor that so many doorbell cams picked up?
Mm. Yeah, here in St. Louis.
Week. Yes.
Yep. We thought it was around Lake St. Louis, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But a father and son that were on a morning walk may have found.
No way.
What was the reward? Someone was offering like $25,000 or something.
A museum was. I can't remember. A museum that's getting ready to open somewhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they're sending it. They don't know. But if you see a picture of it, I mean, it doesn't look like a normal rock.
Mm. It's
about as big as the palm of your hand.
Okay.
They were outside of their, they found it right near a creek outside their Troy home. And I think they're going to send it somewhere. They said that they're going to let Washington University researchers take a look at it and see if it's the meteor or just a Missouri, just an old Missouri rock.
I got a rock.
Yeah. And then this is a crazy story. There's a couple in Paradise, California. And remember that 2018, that terrible campfire that happened in Paradise, where the utility company were found, that Pacific Gas and Electric, they were found responsible for the fire because of a faulty power line. So right now they're in the middle of paying out victims' claims. And one couple just turned in their claim, and here's what they said they lost in the fire. a 500-pound emerald worth $280 million.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes, did they have that insured?
Well, right. Don't you think there'd be a paperwork on this? But wait, let me just tell you of it.
This is incredible.
Okay, so this 500-pound emerald is worth $280 million, they say, and they lost it. I feel like the emerald would have made it through.
I think so,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Okay, and on top of that, they submitted 4 other claims.
Oh, geez.
For $4.5 million each.
No.
What types of stuff?
They didn't. I don't have that information. But the lawyers of Pacific Gas and Electric are just a tad skeptical.
Mm-hmm. They said, "Get out of here."
They said they're going to court now to demand proof of the things that some of the victims have lost.
Oh, absolutely,
because,
yeah.
Right.
Because if you have a 500-pound emerald, you have paperwork involved in that.
Yeah, you at least have one picture.
Yeah.
I don't have any pictures of it. But it was green and...
Listen to this, though. The lawyers for the victims are arguing against that. No. You can't just say, I had... It's like when you hear about a car theft and they say they had all this, like the most crazy expensive stuff all in their car.
Yeah. That said, I did have a problem because I got a backpack stolen and I was on the road and it legitimately had everything I own in it. And when you saw the list, they were like...
Why would you have this in your car?
Right, but it was. I had multiple cameras, a laptop, all kinds of seven diamonds. It was crazy.
They said asking these fire victims to produce financial backup for their claims and be deposed on the details is unduly burdensome and should not be permitted. They said if the couple really did have that emerald, it would be one of the largest and most expensive ones in the world.
Yeah.
How did we not hear about it before then? So many, you know, they like
500-pound emerald.
Right.
If you're coming up with a cockamamie scheme, like maybe shoot a little bit lower.
Be realistic,
right?
Yes. Just say, you know, Tiffany necklace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or something like a priceless, like, you know, handwritten something from some.
Entertainment Schmig
is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Oh, so much to cover. Let's start with the big Grammy nominees announced this morning, and we'll talk about the big four. But they kicked it off with Best Pop Solo Performance, I think because women are going to be the big story out of the Grammys this year. Beyonce, Spirit, Ariana Grande, 7 Rings, Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down, Lizzo, Truth Hurts, and Billie Eilish, Bad Guy for Best Pop Solo Performance. But Lizzo and Billie Eilish are in all of the big four categories. Best New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album. If you get confused, Record of the Year is the person who recorded it, the actual artist, and Song of the Year goes to the songwriters. Sometimes it's the same person. Best New Artist, you have Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Maggie Rogers, Black Pumas, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola. For Song of the Year, you have Lady Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy, Tanya Tucker, Bring My Flowers Now, Her, Hard Place, Taylor Swift, Lover, Lizzo, Truth Hurts, Lana Del Rey with her Norman Rockwell song, and Louis Capaldi with Someone You Loved. And for Best Album...
I haven't heard that last one.
For Best Album, Bon Iver, Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Her, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and Vampire Weekend. Get excited, people. Gail King and...
He's hosting. Alicia Keys. And LL Cool J will be hosting.
Alicia Keys hosting again, and she and Gail King kind of kicked it off with the announcements this morning.
I do love that Gail King.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
She's a funny, funny lady.
Yeah.
I bet they call each other girl the whole time.
Celine Dion talking on Watch What Happens Live. Only Andy Cohen, I guess, could get Celine Dion to admit that she didn't want to record My Heart Will Go On. She didn't love it, which goes against what the songwriter said. He has since passed, but when he was interviewed years ago by Entertainment Tonight, he said he wrote it with only Celine in mind. He knew her for a long time. He flew to see her and played the song for her in a room, and she loved it. She said, no, that is actually
not. Who was
it? True.
I always thought that was a Diane Warren song.
No, James Horner.
Oh, James Horner. Oh, that's right.
Does a lot of movie stuff.
He's passed. I didn't know he died.
Celine Dion said it was Renee, her late husband and manager, who convinced her to at least record a demo.
Yeah.
He's like, just record a demo, see how it goes. Interestingly enough, the song you hear, that's her demo.
Jeez.
Wow.
She sang the song once. They built the orchestra around it. She said she never re-sang it for the recording. She sang it 3 gazillion times afterwards, but they're like, nope. First try, one and done for Celine Dion. That is why she is the greatest of all time. There are a bunch of year-end lists. Are you sick of them already?
Yeah, because now we're combining year-end and decade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now it's so much that I don't even care anymore.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And depending on where you're getting it from, we had AV Club yesterday, Billboard Today, Time Magazine. It's like, whose opinion do you want to believe? Billboard put together their list. Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift, Frank Ocean, Beyonce, and Kanye West have the top greatest albums of the 2010s.
One rock band in the top 25 made me very sad.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What, Vampire Weekend you're talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Taylor Swift, by the way, Red came in at number 4. Her album 1989, which people thought was like perfection, comes in at number 19. And hello, we all forgot about Adele? She right. comes in at number 10 with her album 21.
I did. For the record, I did not.
I know.
Adele.
She's below Robin. Show me love. I'm telling you what, Robin was ahead of her time.
I liked her a lot.
And Ariana Grande's Thank You Next comes in at number 8. Time Magazine, they give their albums to Carly Rae Jepsen, Miguel, Miranda Lambert, and Kendrick Lamar.
Carly Rae Jepsen?
I was thinking the same thing.
Telling you what, that's why I'm a little over these lists. What about the most anticipated holiday movies, though?
That are getting ready to come out.
Yes.
There's a Star Wars one, right?
Yep. That's number one. Oh, the Rise of Starwalker.
Starwalker?
Yeah. Frozen 2 comes in second. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which our movie kid reviewed yesterday, comes in third. Mm-hmm. Jumanji, The Next Level, comes in fourth. And Little Women opens Christmas Day. That comes in fifth.
Yeah, and I don't think Cats was really anywhere in that. It kind of answered your question earlier when you mentioned, you know, is there a, you know, how do you think that movie will do?
Yeah, we asked in the 640 Schmig because we have the trailer online at Y98.com. Like, do people still care about it? Or is it going to be like a Charlie's Angels bomb?
And what's the box office for most musicals that have come out? Like, how did Chicago do? I don't recall.
And Les Mis. Like, Les Mis was critically acclaimed.
Moulin Rouge.
Right, yeah.
Like, how did they make a lot of money? Or is that a very specific audience?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
It's a good question. But online at Y98.com, some of the stories we talked about in the 640 Schmig.
Mamma Mia, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Here we go again. No, that was the Mamma Mia, here we go again. Cats trailers online, Buddy the Elf themed hotel in New York City, and the holiday movies you won't find on your streaming services for free. You can read the articles or you can get them in podcast form at Y98.com, the radio.com app, and wherever you download your podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic and our birthday bet about 10 minutes away.
All right, westbound 270, North County still going to slow after 367 past West Florissant. Plus, we got a text to the Y98 studios about a ladder along the median, westbound 270 after New Florissant Road. So we'll add that to the tally. And the tally sponsored by Midwest Clearance Center, furniture and mattress stores for St. Louis area locations. Midwest Clearance Center. Make the four of the year.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
Here, ladders 124, mattresses 120. That's a...
Today.
celebrity birthdays, folks, and it is, in fact, a betting week. If you missed it yesterday, we announced the consequences of losing the birthday bet. Whoever is the most off at guessing celebrity birthdays by the end of this week, they got to wear an Elsa wig for the entirety of the Deck the Hall ball shows that we'll be attending December 7th and 8th. At Ballpark Village in front of all those people. That includes the stage intro when we bring out the artist. You got to wear the Elsa wig.
And just walking around.
Just walking around. Mm. The whole thing.
Back for meet and greets. I mean, in all the pictures with Rob Thomas and the Goo Goo Dolls, somebody will have Elsa wig on.
Does that appeal to anyone, ladies?
It doesn't bother me. I think it'll be kind of funny.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Delivered with conviction. I have desperately been wanting to shave my beard, but I figure if I lose, that wig would probably look interesting with a beard. So I'm keeping it for the moment.
It'll be hot.
Going in to today's guesses, Jen and Kevin tied for 18. Lance has got 11, and Courtney in the lead with just 5 points. Okay. Here we go. Up first, he was on Community and he hosted The Soup. One of my favorites, Joel McHale. How old is Joel McHale?
I don't know.
Great hair on Joel McHale.
Did it used to be that great?
I don't know. I wonder about him.
Yeah, I think he's...
You think he has plugs?
I think he's had
something. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Looks great.
I'm locked.
Very tough. I am not confident about this number at all.
I think I know, because I think he's close to my age, or will turn what I will turn.
Everybody locked?
I'm locked.
Yes. Yeah.
Kev?
I think he's 48.
I put 47.
I put 44.
I put 50.
Joel McHale. Kevin nailed it. He's 48.
Oh.
Okay.
Up next, Mike D from the Beastie Boys celebrating a birthday today. Wrap your heads around that one. How old is the great Mike D?
Jeez.
Okay. Well, you got to get, just lock it in. You just got to go with what you think, people.
You got it. You gotta fight
got
for
it.
Your right.
Locked.
Jen.
52.
Courtney.
58.
Kevin.
56.
Lance.
I said 55.
Lance is the closest. Mike D is 54.
Oh man, I didn't think I was even remotely close.
And finally, you know her from 10. Tarzan the Ape Man, Bolero, and Tommy Boy. How old is Bo Derek?
Bo Derek.
Bo. With
Blake Edwards.
With Aiden from Sex in the City.
John.
What's his name?
Yeah. Northern Exposure.
Yeah, what's his
Aiden.
Name?
John Corbett.
Yep. Yes. All right.
That was a long time ago. 10.
Boom. Yeah. Derek.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's party. Courtney.
Let's party.
I said she's 69.
Kevin.
I thought younger. 64.
Yeah, I put 63.
I said 65.
Jen's got it. 63.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of points today, people.
Yeah, we're going to total these things up a little bit. We'll let you know where everybody stands. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday.
Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, northbound 270 started off as our big problem highway early this morning. Where are we with it now?
Congratulations to Becky Keatley of St. Louis. She was over the moon to win a pair of tickets to see Harry Styles.
Yay.
Because her daughter's 13 and she is going to freak over this.
That's awesome.
And not only did she win a pair of tickets to a show that's happening next July at Enterprise Center, but she's one of the first in town to have a pair of these Harry Styles tickets.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Becky, and we'll have another chance to win tomorrow and Friday on the show.
And I got your results in the birthday bet. Whoever is the loser on Friday is going to have to go to the Y98 Deck the Hall Balls wearing an Elsa from Frozen wig. Your celebrities today, Joel McHale, Mike D, and Bo Derek. Jen and Kevin came out on top today, both just putting up 3 points.
Ooh.
Then Lance, who put up 5 points. Then Courtney, who had a huge lead going into it, put up 14 points, which means...
To be honest, I went blind in my right eye right as we went into this, and I could not concentrate on anything.
I'll take that into consideration.
Man, that's
she was pointing to her
athlete.
Eye, and I'm like,
I couldn't even think.
So it's pretty close now.
Playing through the pain. Way to go, Court.
Yeah, right.
There's a show to be done, people. Somebody has to don a wig.
Tied for last place going into the round and coming out of the round, Jen and Kevin, who both have 18. Have 21 points.
Yeah, records and...
Record days and still stink.
Yeah, right. But I've edged closer.
Yep. Then Courtney is 19. So not doing that much better. And currently in the lead with 16. This is anybody's game, let's be honest. Yeah. Lance Hildebrand with 16 points.
Two more days of guesses, and we'll find out who's going to wear that Elsa wig during our Deck the Hall balls on December 7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you're not even a fan of Rob Thomas or Goo Goo Dolls, this is the price of admission.
Yeah.
Y98.com.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
Rap, 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 wrap it up. I'm taking it. Wrap it up. I'm taking it.
We were talking earlier this morning about food, not just foodstuffs. We talk about food all the time here. And we talked about meals that maybe people fix for the holidays that no one touches because it's tradition. I'm talking to you, Ambrosia.
I know. And doesn't it seem like some of these recipes that are tradition are the most difficult to make?
Yeah.
It's like if it's going to take that much time and energy, it should be good.
Yeah. Right. And I still talk about one of the first holidays I spent with my husband where I said, what can we bring? They're like, oh, I don't know, whatever you want. And I said, okay, I'm going to bring a salad. And they said, no, someone's already bringing salad, that being ambrosia salad. And I got there, and I was, like, new in the family, so I couldn't
say
anything.
That's not salad.
But to Ryan, I'm like, that's not salad. That's not salad at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started talking about our favorite recipes, and Courtney's mac and cheese
is not mine. It's Martha Stewart's that Nick has then taken
perfected.
Over.
Yes.
Well, it's a showstopper. And corn casserole is one of the great dishes that I've inherited from Ryan's family. We have both recipes online at Y98.com because, of course, when we started talking about them, people started emailing us for the recipes. So you can get those on our website.
All right. Today, I don't know if you guys are aware, but back in the day, and the only reason I bring this up is because I was watching a Goldbergs episode and they talked about this. And I have no recollection of this. You won't have any idea, Tim, and I doubt you will either, Jen. But back in the day, they used to do miniseries. You guys are aware of, like, mm-hmm. Roots, North and South.
Lonesome Dove.
Yeah. Or, like, big made-for-TV movies. Lonesome Dove, that was one of Karen Landrum's all-time favorites. And book, as well.
It's a hit.
But they were a big deal. Rich Man, Poor Man, that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But they made a big deal out of this one movie that premiered on this date in 1983. 100 million people watched it.
1983, The Thornbirds?
No, that was another one. That was a great one. That was very dicey.
Yeah.
100. Think about, wrap your brain around that.
That's a lot.
100 million people.
This was just a TV movie?
It was.
Well, it was because you had three networks at the time, and that was it.
It's still out of control.
It wasn't any of the ones you named.
None of the ones I named.
Okay.
And the Goldbergs made a big deal about this because it scarred them. Like, everybody was freaked out. They had to have school assemblies about it.
It was the day after.
I don't remember this
movie at all. You don't remember the day? Steve Guttenberg?
No.
It took place, a lot of it took place in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the Jason Robards is the older actor. Yeah, it was the day after. It was about a nuclear war.
At the aftermath.
And the aftermath of how...
Wow.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, not even in my... And I'm a TV person. Mm-hmm.
And
so
a huge Guttenberg fan as well.
Well, I mean, his work is... some of the best.
It was. I remember it being
and
jarring.
He's on the Goldbergs.
Oh, and I remember the warnings they had before they would even show it because of the graphic violence.
Really?
Because, they would show people. It
terrified the world, apparently. Lots of kids had to have counseling.
People they instantly caught fire. It was, and then you would see the aftermath and the cancer and all that stuff that it caused afterwards. And just a terrible
ending.
So
you're saying, like, Walking Dead could never fly back in 1983.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be terrifying.
It was very depressing. Very depressing.
Oh, that reminds me of when we had a school assembly with the firefighters, and every year they showed this fire safety video. They ordered a new one, and they thought it was appropriate for children. I asked to leave. I left and had nightmares about it for years because it was graphic.
Was Gutenberg in that, too?
No. No.
Maybe.
Rap,
yeah, sure, are you? Rap,
no.
Wrap it up. The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Count on Schnucks Butchers for the holidays. Pick up a Schnucks spiral sliced ham for your big family meal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.